Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Indisputable Evidence. Recently, I was watching a college football game. The call made by the referee on the field was being reviewed in the instant replay booth. The announcer pointed out that indisputable video evidence, beyond all doubt, was required in order to overturn the call on the field. This made me think, is there indisputable evidence, beyond all doubt, that I am living my life in a way that's pleasing to God? Are you? I invite you to listen to more. Words have meaning. Indisputable is defined as certain, inarguable, incontestable, incontrovertible, irrefutable, and unquestionable. That is a very high standard. I wonder if the way in which we live our life and the decisions that we make each day convey this high level of certainty. Is there truly indisputable evidence that we are disciples of Jesus Christ? Antonyms for the word indisputable include words like arguable, contradictable, and questionable. Do these words better describe our Christianity on a day-to-day basis? Do some of the actions in our lives cause others to question the sincerity of our commitment to follow Jesus? Keep in mind, as I said above, the word indisputable conveys inarguable certainty. To be a true believer in Jesus requires more than just words on our lips. The way in which we live should convey a depth of certitude to our profession of belief in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It has been said, talk is cheap. We have all heard that we need to walk the walk. Are we walking our Christian walk in a way that leaves no doubt about our Christian faith? The only time there will be a video replay of our life will be at our judgment day. We must strive to make sure that there is indisputable evidence when God reviews our video. Demographics and statistics from 2015 show us that 31% of the world's population claims to be Christian. In 2019, that number was 65% in the United States. Based on how people live, I wonder if those statistics could be proved with inarguable certainty. Some sociologists describe today's youth and many of the adults as adhering to a moralistic therapeutic deism. This seems to be their core belief. God wants people to be nice and fair to one another. The central goal of life is to be happy and to feel good. God doesn't need to be involved in your life unless something is going wrong and you need it resolved. All good people go to heaven when they die. These may be a belief system, but they do not represent what it means to be Christian. It requires so much more to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40, a Pharisee asked Jesus, "Which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus responds by saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind." Then he continues by adding this, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." These are unambiguous commands. In John 14:15, Jesus tells us, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Jesus boiled all of the teachings down to two very clear commandments and then told us that if we love him, we will keep those commandments. Is there indisputable evidence that we love Jesus? In John 21:15-19, Jesus told Peter to feed his lambs and sheep. As disciples of Jesus, we are expected to do the same. Is there indisputable evidence that we are doing so? If we profess to be a Christian, let's make sure we are living in a way that provides certitude to our Christianity. We provide no certitude of our Christianity if we fail to love others. We provide no certitude of our Christianity if we fail to forgive those who have offended us. We provide no certitude of our Christianity if we reject certain writings in the Bible simply because we disagree with them. We provide no certitude of our Christianity if we fail to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. To be clear, I am not saying that being a sinner brings into question our Christianity. Being a repentant sinner is and has always been the hallmark of being a good Christian. We should all ask ourselves this question. Based on how we live, do we cause others to doubt the sincerity of our belief in Jesus? If so, what do we need to change? I will close with these questions. If there was a real-life instant replay booth and our life was being reviewed, is there indisputable evidence beyond all doubt that we are followers of Jesus Christ? Is there irrefutable, positive, unarguable, and unquestionable proof that we are Christians? If there is doubt, let's take steps to change today. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I desire to be more than a Christian in name only. Give me the grace and strength I need to live my life in a way that's pleasing to you and in a way that leads others to your Son, Jesus. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember, to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.